This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wis Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Elections Commission wants state lawmakers to create a new office on election transparency. Administrator Megan Wolf says public demand for transparency is growing. If approved, the office would operate inside the WEC and handle audits and voter accessibility. Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Walz comes to Wisconsin today. He starts his weekend this afternoon in Wausau, then goes to Superior tomorrow. This will be Walz's second visit to Wisconsin in 2 weeks. He was in Milwaukee on Labor Day. School districts around Wisconsin will hold nearly three times as many referenda this year compared to last year. There will be 120 of them on November 5th. Governor Evers says the trend bothers him.
What I'm concerned about, frankly, is that I hear when school districts have to go to referendum just for basics. That's an indication to me that the state isn't doing enough.
State funding has remained relatively stable in recent years, but inflation is forcing school districts to ask voters for more. Wisconsin health officials are encouraging people to get their shots ahead of the cold and flu season. The Centers for Disease Control forecasts a milder season than last year, but that depends on how many people get their shots. Last season, about 35% of people in Wisconsin got their flu shots and 19% got the COVID vaccine. Officials say you don't have to go to your nearest Social Security office to do business with the agency. The SSA's Abigail Zapote says it's easier than ever to go online.
They can report a stolen Social Security number at identitytheft.gov and then go through our replacement process at ssa.gov/number-card to get that replacement card.
Zapote says you shouldn't carry your card in your purse or your wallet. A four-legged favorite of Milwaukee Brewers fans has died. Hank, the ballpark pup, became the team's unofficial mascot in 2014. He was a stray who wandered into the Brewers' spring training facility in Arizona. After that, he came to Wisconsin to live with a Brewers executive's family until he died yesterday. The Brewers are asking people to donate to the Wisconsin Humane Society. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A 47-year-old man died in a motorcycle crash in Portage County yesterday. It happened a little before noon on Wilkshire Boulevard near Stevens Point. A 2022 Harley-Davidson left the roadway near North Point Drive and entered the East Ditch where it crashed. The 47-year-old man was not wearing a helmet and died at the scene from his injuries. The Wisconsin State Patrol is investigating the crash. They're not releasing the man's name until they tell his family. Antigo police are letting parents know they're following up on the social media post that has been interpreted as a threat. They have an increased presence at the Antigo High School, even though the post doesn't provide any specific details. They have not found any evidence that this is a credible threat to the schools, but are increasing police presence around the schools out of an abundance of caution. Other states are reporting similar posts. The 43rd Fall Ride happens this weekend in Tomahawk. This annual event brings tens of thousands of motorcyclists to the North Woods. This influx of motorcycles on the road has historically led to an increase in trauma cases in hospitals across the region. Aspirus Emergency Department Manager RN Stephanie Dulock said they see a range of injuries every year during this weekend.
Injuries can range anywhere from minor cuts, scrapes, and abrasions up to significant head trauma.
Motorcyclists are 22 times more likely to die in a crash than passenger vehicle occupants. Helmet use remains one of the most effective ways to prevent fatalities, reducing the risk of death by 37%. Stephanie said they want everyone to enjoy the ride, but they're ready just in case.
So everybody's staffed up. We've got extra people on call, extra supplies, and we're ready if we're needed.
COVID cases are increasing in central Wisconsin, landing some in the hospital. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has an updated COVID-19 vaccine, and you can get it along with your annual flu shot. RSV vaccines are also available for people who are eligible, including most older adults and pregnant women. While some folks may only experience mild sickness from these viruses, others are more at risk. Nearly 150 search dog teams are coming to Wisconsin, and it's not for a search. The Illinois-Wisconsin Search Dog Summit is in Portage County starting Sunday. It's a week-long training camp that handlers say is essential. These teams search for missing people and bodies. The team responds to about 30 calls a year, searching for missing people. The summit is September 15th through the 20th in Rorschach. Wisconsin health officials want to hear from you about how they can improve care for families. Every 5 years, they put out the Maternal and Child Health Survey. It covers things like prenatal care, postpartum mental health, birth outcomes, and access to resources. They need more responses. Here's Dr. Jasmine Zapata from the Department of Health Services.
It's very important that we have diversity of voices, of backgrounds, of experiences. And so if you could just help us to spread the word, if anybody's listening to this and can help us spread the word to a friend or a family member or at work about this needs assessment, it would be very, very helpful.
They want to hear from more people who live in rural areas and more African Americans. We have the link to it online at our homepage on WFHR.com. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
History is made for the Brewers' youngest player. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Jackson Churio became the first 20-year-old to hit 20 home runs and steal 20 bases in a season during Milwaukee's 3-0 win over San Francisco Thursday night. Milwaukee leads the NL Central by 9 games with 16 games to play. The Brewers are in Arizona this weekend for a 3-game series beginning tonight. The Green Bay Packers take on Indianapolis this Sunday, and they'll be starting Malik Willis at quarterback with Jordan Love out of action with an MCL sprain. Head coach Matt LaFleur said that Love is working towards returning soon.
He's going to do everything he can to be out there, and we'll give him the week.
LaFleur added that Love has been at practice helping out this week.
Yeah, he's been out there at practice and been engaged, knows every play call, is always coaching up Malik, coaching up Sean, is doing a good job with it.
Both the Packers and Colts are looking for their first win. Tomorrow is a big-time college football showdown in Madison. Alabama plays Wisconsin at 11 a.m. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. Grey's Anatomy fans will be happy at the return of a popular character for season 21. The show offered a sneak preview of what is to come after an intense season finale for season 20. The preview revealed the return of Jesse Williams' character, Dr. Jackson Avery. A recent blurb in The Hollywood Reporter insinuates that Avery will be butting heads with Dr. Grey. The plot thickens. True crime fans, take note. Hulu picked up an ABC-backed series called Little Miss Innocent, Passion, Poison, Prison. Variety reports that the story centers around Caitlin Connolly, accused of manslaughter in the death of her boss and the mother of her ex-boyfriend. In the three-part series, Connolly pleads her case as to why she was wrongfully sent to prison. The series was co-produced by ABC News. It's one thing to have a child outside your marriage, and another thing to have people claiming to be the mom of your out-of-wedlock child all over social media with pictures of babies and fake posts. This is happening to Dave Grohl of the Foo Fighters right now. The frontman acknowledged Tuesday that he had a baby girl with a woman who was not his wife. Now people are posting fake pictures of said baby and pretending to be the child's mother. Some sources are reporting that Grohl's wife, Jordan Blum, has hired a divorce attorney in light of the news. Grohl says he plans to do everything in his power to be a loving father to the new baby like he is to his three daughters with Blum. The Batman director Matt Reeves says his trilogy for the Batman will stick close to the trilogy he envisioned. Deadline reports that while Reeves was promoting his spin-off series, The Penguin, he assured fans and the media his vision for the franchise is sound. The Batman 2 is scheduled to start filming in 2025. At Nightlight, we talk about movies and TV and everything involving the arts. Sometimes we get a great suggestion from one of our guests of what we should be watching, and the other night was just such an occasion. Guest and author comedian Roger Rittenhouse recommended the action drama film Rebel Ridge, starring Aaron Pierre and Don Johnson. Pierre is currently working on the Lion King prequel as the voice for Mufasa. Turns out he's pretty good at the live-action stuff, too. He plays a soft-spoken, mysterious victim, or so we think, as he is pitted against a crooked small-town sheriff played by Don Johnson. Also in the film is David Denman. You might know him from the sitcom The Office as Roy, Pam's fiancé. Denman is carving out a nice career for himself, choosing different roles and at times playing offbeat bad guys. The movie is like a smarter version of Rambo. It's available to stream on Netflix, and it's getting a 95% on Rotten Tomatoes. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny today, highs in the low 80s, little breezy out of the southeast. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around 59. Mostly cloudy Saturday, 79. Chance of a shower on Saturday night with a low around 60 degrees. For Sunday, mostly sunny, a high near 82.
Right now, it's 62.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WIS Country. That's WIS Country.com.